Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, July 17th. We have a staff birthday today. Vince Blackerby, our Director of Operations, celebrates his birthday today. And Vince, we just want to say thank you for being born. We love you, and we want to pray over you the birthday blessing now. I guess this is also for anyone who celebrates their birthday in July. Will you pray with me? Watch over your child, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and keep them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts, may your peace, which passes understanding, abide all the days of their life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen. Let us start today with our memory passage, which is Matthew chapter 13, verse 23. But the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. This time when I read this passage, several words stuck out to me. Someone who hears the word and understands it. And that's what we desire as we come to God's word today. Lord, would you help us to hear your word and to understand it and to apply it to our lives so that we might yield a crop. Our passage in Luke's gospel today begins with Luke 15, verse 1, and it is the story of the lost sheep. I will be reading in the Message paraphrase. By this time, a lot of men and women of doubtful reputation were hanging around Jesus, listening intently. The Pharisees and religious scholars were not pleased, not at all pleased. They growled, "He takes in sinners and eats meals with them, treating them like old friends." Their grumbling triggered this story. Suppose one of you had 100 sheep and lost one. Wouldn't you leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the lost one until you found it? When found, you could be sure you would put it across your shoulders, rejoicing. And when you got home, call in your friends and neighbors, saying, "Celebrate with me. I found my lost sheep." Count on it. There's more joy in heaven over one sinner's rescued life than over 99 good people in no need of rescue. And now the story of the lost coin. Or imagine a woman who has 10 coins and loses one. Won't she light a lamp and scour the house, looking in every nook and cranny until she finds it? And when she finds it, you can be sure she'll call her friends and neighbors. "Celebrate with me. I found my lost coin. Count on it." That's the kind of party God's angels throw every time one lost soul turns to God. Before we move on, just want to make a little commentary. I'm one of those that loses things often. My keys have a little device on them called a tile so that I can play a noise and then find the keys based on the noise. One time at church, I lost my keys, and Carrie, our hostess, put my keys in the refrigerator with my dinner that I didn't get to eat because I was serving the Wednesday night meal. Well, I'll tell you, the tile doesn't work in the refrigerator. There is no signal, or the signal will not pass that big door of the refrigerator. So we looked and looked for those keys, and finally, you know, it's oftentimes just the last ditch effort. We looked in the refrigerator and there they were. It was a pain looking for those keys, but I think that the story here in Scripture is a good reminder that the Lord goes to great lengths to go after those who need Him, who need to know Him, the lost sheep. And I'm so grateful that the Lord has gone after me, a prodigal. And we pray even now with you and with your families and with your friends, whoever you're praying for, that the Lord would go and rescue them, that even today you would see the Lord at work. Our psalm is from Psalm chapter 5 today, and we'll be reading verses 11 and 12. I want to read it first in the New International Version and then in the Message paraphrase. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. For surely, O Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield. And then from the Message, but you'll welcome us with open arms when we run for cover to you. Let the party last all night. Stand guard over our celebration. You are famous, God, for welcoming God seekers, for decking us out in delight. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Sometimes when I read the Psalms, I want to think, okay, Lord, what are you telling me about yourself? This is what I see in this Psalm today, that we can be glad because we have God as a refuge. We can sing for joy because we know the ultimate protection that we have been given from God. Yes, He protects us in circumstances here on earth, but He has given us the ark of protection that is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who will carry us through to eternity. Another promise here is that the Lord blesses the righteous, and He surrounds them with favor as with a shield. When I am praying for little ones because of a book that I have used called Pray For Me, I am reminded to pray for favor and for wisdom, because these are the things that Jesus grew in. The passage says that Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and favor with God and mankind. And so today, let us pray that the Lord would continue to give His favor in our lives and in the lives of those for whom we pray. Father, we exalt you together. We lift up our voices in praise to you, and we cry out together, holy, holy, holy. You are so holy, and we do not deserve to be in your presence, but you have made a way for us by our Lord Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you. Please forgive us, Lord, for our sins. Thank you, Lord, for making a way for us to be forgiven. We pray, Lord, for your favor and your wisdom in the lives of those around us and in our own life, Lord. Give us wisdom. Give us favor for your kingdom's sake. And help us to remember, Lord, that we can be glad because we can take refuge in you. The evil one seeks to devour us, yet you spread your protection over us and even over our mind. And so even now, Lord, protect and bless my sisters and brothers, and do not allow the evil one to have a foothold. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.